It was a massive book, both in cost and sheer size, and its pages are some of the most recognized yet today. The story of the book that took 13 years to complete is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Alan Garrett shares the story of John James Audubon from the museum dedicated to him in Henderson, Kentucky.
By 1819, he had put up a mill here in Henderson on the waterfront, and the mill eventually bankrupted him. He lost absolutely everything except, as he said, his paintings weren't worth anything, his paper and his drawing equipment.
He turned to his love of drawing birds and set out on a mission to gain at least some money from his works of art.
In 1826, he went to England with all of $1,000 in his pocket, 100 paintings under his arm, and from there the rest became history. They exhibited his paintings, people raved about them, and they started publishing John James Audubon's Birds of America.
People could subscribe to Audubon's book. They received 5 paintings at a time. It took 13 years to complete the book, which contained 435 paintings.
These paintings were done like nobody else at the time. They were all life-size. The paper that he was using, the book itself, was published what is called elephant paper, 39.5 by 26.5 inch paper. It was the largest book then, still stands as the largest natural history book ever done.
Today, most Americans have seen some of Audubon's paintings. In the 1800s, it was quite pricey to obtain his famous book.
It was expensive. The complete subscription to it ran about $1,000. So that was extremely expensive. He didn't sell many copies of it. There were only about 200 complete sets of the work published, so which makes it very rare today.
Today, a 700-acre state park and museum are dedicated to Audubon and are a great place to experience the life of the well-known naturalist. Traveling the Countryside in Henderson, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.